Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Culture connects across the two bridges linking Wilmington to rapidly growing Brunswick County. We're talking with Julianne Scott, Cultural Arts Manager for the Town of Leland's Cultural Arts Center, and Susan Habis, Executive Director of the Thalian Association. Thank you both for joining me. Let's begin with the Leland Cultural Arts Center.
Yes, we opened in the spring of 2015. I joined the team in March of 2016, and I like to call it my field of dreams. It's quite an amazing space. The entire facility is about 18,000 square feet.
And you have a full roster of programs.
Yes, we have classes for adults and youth, but our registration for our fall and winter programs starts August 1st. And those classes include yoga, dance, so adult ballet, youth ballet and tap, jazz, anything from painting, drawing. By painting, I mean all kinds of different painting classes, oil painting, watercolor, acrylics, anything you can think of. And also we have our pottery classes, stained glass classes. Open house for the LCAC is August 24th from 10 to 2. That also is the first day that people can apply to have a show next year for 2020. So those applications will be available from August 24th, but they'll be available until mid-September.
Lights Curtain Action is a partnership between the Leland Cultural Arts Center and the Thalian Association. It's happening August 11th at 3 p.m. at the Leland Cultural Arts Center. Susan, can you tell us more about that?
Oh, I'd love to. We are so excited. This is actually our second time back at the gorgeous LCAC, Leland Cultural Arts Center, and we are sponsored by LCAC and the Town of Leland. And it's very important for us to come across the bridge, as you said, because we belong to the entire state of North Carolina as your community theater. And this show, one performance only, 3 p.m. Sunday, August 11th, is a preview of our upcoming main stage season at Thalian Hall and Keenan Auditorium.
Tell us a little about your season.
Rhonda, this is go big or go home season. Every single show is huge. We are going to open with the Wilmington premiere of Royal Doll's Matilda. Then our holiday extravaganza is going to be another Wilmington premiere, Elf the Musical. And we are adding performances for that. We normally do 6 performances. We are going to actually have 9 performances because this show is going to be every family in town. It's a must-see. Then we will move to Keenan Auditorium in February 2020 for the classic beloved Guys and Dolls. In April 2020, we will again be at Keenan for an official Azalea Festival event, Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida. We will then return to Thalian Hall to close our season in May 2020 with Mel Brooks, The Producers.
And I understand that your youth theater has a big season as well.
Well, let me start with all of our youth shows are at the Hannah Block Historic USO building. That is a home of our youth theater program. We're going to open in September with James and the Giant Peach, then Goosebumps, the musical. In January, we will have an original Disney Magic Review, so you'll get a chance to see all of your favorite Disney characters on stage. Then, we're very excited, Xanadu Jr. Our youth theater season will end with Disney's Freaky Friday.
Now, you also have coming up August 15th through the 25th, Urinetown, the musical.
Absolutely. You know, this is the first time we have had an adult community theater production at the Community Arts Center in many, many years, maybe as far back as 2008. And Urinetown is on the top of everybody's favorite musicals of all time. It's very politically correct now. It's a fabulous satire, and it also is a farce of all your favorite musical numbers and everything. It's directed by Patrick Basquill. And everybody, it's a must-see. As we say, you're in town, you gotta go.
Well, it's time for us to go. We've been talking with Julianne Scott, Cultural Arts Manager for the Leland Cultural Arts Center, located at 1212 Magnolia Village Way. Their website is townofleland.com/LCAC. We've also been talking with Susan Habis, Executive Director of the Thalian Association, which is housed in the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center at 2nd and Orange Streets. Their website is thalian.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.